This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ما بعد. As usual on Tuesdays we have our open Q&A. The first question that we have, somebody emailed and said that you have used this term Sunni Islam for many times in your lectures. Don't you think this term is divisive? Why don't we just say Islam or Muslims? Why do you use the term Sunni? And this is a very valid question. A lot of people ask this question often, and they are, inshallah, very well-intentioned. They want to bring about unity in the ummah, and they feel, why do we have to have all of these divisions? And I sympathize with your sentiment, but whether I use the term or not, these divisions exist in the ummah. And my usage or non-usage will not change the fact that different Muslims have different understandings of Islam. So we are not using the term Sunni as a proper noun, we're using it as an adjective. We have one proper noun. Allah says in the Quran, هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. He is the one that has called you Muslims before, from the time of Ibrahim and now in the time of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The name that we have as a religion is Islam. We are Muslims. Now, within Islam, we would like there to be one interpretation and correct interpretation. But from the time of the Sahaba, differences occurred. The first splinter movement to break away and have a different understanding of Islam was the group that is now called the Kharijites. But they weren't called Kharijites back then. At that time, they were called Harura, Haruriya they were called. So they had a different understanding of Islam. And they said, for example, that we will not accept Sunnah. We're only going to accept the Quran. This was one of their main points. So for example, when Allah says in the Quran, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقْطَعُ أَيْدِيَهُمَا. The thief cut off his hand. The Sunnah tells us that the hand, when all the conditions are met, is cut off at the wrist. But the Arabic word yad means anything. So when the Kharijites stole, they would cut off the hand from here. Because the Quran says cut off the limb, al-yad. In Arabic, yad can be anything. So because they didn't take the Sunnah as their source, they had a very different understanding of the Sharia. Because they said we're not going to accept Hadith, generally, they rejected Hadith. That was the Kharijites of old. So the point being, this splinter occurred in the time of the late Sahaba, after the assassination of Ali radiallahu anhu, as you are aware, that's the whole issue that happened. As well, in the time of the late Sahaba, other deviations began to reject Qadr. The Qadariyya were called, they rejected Qadr. They said, there's no such thing as predestination. We don't believe in Qadr. So they were called the Qadariyya, the deniers of Qadr. And another group came along, and they said, actions are not a part of iman. نُرْجِئُ أَمْرَنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. We will delay our affairs to Allah. So they were called the delayers, the murji'ah. This is also in the late Sahaba time. And then the difference between the Sunni and the Shia came along. This came along after Karbala. So none of the Sahaba were really involved in that. But Tabi'un time it came along. So they called themselves Shia to Ali, the supporters of Ali. And then Ali was dropped and they now they'll call themselves Shia. So the point being that these terms have existed from the time of the Sahaba and Tabi'un. And we have to somehow characterize, whether you like it or not, there are different understandings of Islam. So what do we do? How do I explain? Well, according to this understanding, you can say, according to those who respect the Sunnah, who accept the Sunnah and respect the Sahaba and affirm Qadr, and you list all of the points of Sunni Islam. Or you can say, according to Sunni Islam. Which of the two? Number one. Number two, the term itself, where do we get it from? It is a term that is found in the Sunnah itself. It's not something that is invented by outsiders. And that is why the first person to use this term that we know for sure as a full term is none other than Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. Ibn Abbas. In the verse in the Quran, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. On that day, certain faces will be bright, certain faces will be cloudy. Ibn Abbas said, the people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, their faces will be bright. And the people who rejected the Sunnah and they fell into deviation, he meant the Khadijites, because at that time, the Khadijites were a fanatic group. They were murderers and killers. And again, later on we'll have longer lectures, but I have said this bluntly and I stand by this. If you study Khadijite history, ISIS is a manifestation of Khadijism. This is what Khadijites were, killing Muslims. Everybody is a kafir unless you're with our interpretation. My way, or not just the highway, but the grave. My way, or we will kill you. And they kill more Muslims than, and. The same fanaticism that we find in these groups goes back. As our Prophet ﷺ said, there will always be this group, Kharijites, they will always be coming out and forth until Dajjal comes. And in one hadith he said, and they will then fight on the side of Dajjal. Pause here, footnote. We see, a'udhu billah, evil scholars to, in our time still justifying tyranny and whatnot, you know, on the side of the taghuts of our time. Don't be surprised that you're going to find on the side of Dajjal himself when that happens. We ask Allah's afiyah. The point being that the term Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, where did it come from? Ibn Abbas. Where did Ibn Abbas come? Do you think he pulled it out of his pocket? He turned his kufi turban upside down and pulled it out? Huh? Not out of his hat, but out of his turban. Where did he get it from? It is found in the hadith itself. Our Prophet ﷺ said, you will see a lot of ikhtilaf after I die. You will see a lot of ikhtilaf after I die. So, this hadith is in Abu Dawud. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. Then I command you to follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. In another hadith reported in Tirmidhi, our Prophet ﷺ said that my ummah will divide into many groups. 73, he said. They said, Ya Rasulullah, which one should we follow? He said, الْجَمَاعَةِ. Follow the jama'ah. What does the jama'ah mean? It has many meanings. Number one, it means, this is the primary meaning of jama'ah, the bulk of the ummah, follow them. Follow the bulk of the ummah. Al-jama'ah means the group. Follow the group. Number two, jama'ah means the sahaba. They are the main jama'ah is the sahaba. Follow the sahaba. Okay? And there are other interpretations as well. The point being, so in this hadith he said, follow the jama'ah. In the other hadith he says, follow the sunnah. So we take this hadith, we take that hadith, and we get the term what? The people of the sunnah and jama'ah. We got it straight from the hadith of the Prophet. And subhanAllah, from the earliest of Islam, the main splinter groups that formed, they rejected hadith. The Khawarij rejected hadith. The Murji'ah rejected hadith. The Qadariyah rejected hadith. And then those who supported Ali, or we should say, they claim to support Ali. In my more academic lecture detail that I give online, you'll find it. I say, in reality, we are the true supporters of Ali. We are the real supporters of Ali. That group is saying they are supporters. They are not the real supporters of Ali radiallahu anhu. But the point being, those who claim to be on the side of Ali and the partisans of Ali, they don't follow the sunnah, do they? Their second source is what the imams say. For us, what is our source? The Quran and the sunnah. For them, what is their source? The Quran and the imams. So we have a fundamental difference, and that difference is what? Sunnah. So the main point of difference between our interpretation of Islam is that for us, the sunnah is a necessary source. You cannot understand the Quran without the sunnah. So we call ourselves Sunni. Now I understand an innocent Muslim says, oh, we are using this term to be divisive. And you know what? At a certain level, I agree with you. But it is possible for a correct Quranic term to be misapplied and used to divide the ummah. So then what do you think about a term that is not in the Quran? It can be misused and applied. The fact that the term can be misused does not negate the validity of the term. For example, in the Quran we have the term Muhajir and Ansar. Correct? It's in the Quran. Right? Very explicit in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions wal muhajina wal ansar. Allah mentions muhajir and ansar. These are Quranic terms, yes or no? Allah divided the Muslims into muhajir and ansar, yes or no? Okay, what happened in the return of the ghazwa of Bani Mustaliq? The munafiqun began irritating. And they said, لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ. And they began causing discord, and they engineered something and whatnot. It's a long story. And The Muhajirun and the Ansar, two of their youth started fighting. One of Ansari, one the Muhajir. And one of them beat up the other, which is what happens amongst teenagers and kids. They're always, you have to deal with it. And you know, this is testosterone coming out. You have to calm them down. That's the problem of our youth. It's common. So we calm them down. They calm, but they didn't calm down.
Each one said, "He did this, how dare?" And anger inflamed. And the voice went out, "Muhajirun, come! Ansar, come!" And they lined up to have a fist fight amongst themselves. The Prophet ﷺ heard the commotion and he came out. His face was angry like a pomegranate. This is the karruman. This was the highest form of anger, where they say his face was angry. And he said, "While I am still alive, while I am still alive, you are doing this." And he rebuked them, a harsh rebuking, and he calmed them down. And he said, "Leave this division. It is something that goes back to Jahiliyyah." Now, the term Muhajir and Ansar, correct or incorrect? What happened here? Was it used correctly? No. Do we negate Muhajir and Ansar because it was used incorrectly? No. We simply use it correctly. Are there fanatics that use the term to inspire hatred? Wallahi, yes, there are. We correct that hatred. The term is not meant to inspire hatred. The term is not meant to make people uncomfortable or make them feel anything like that. The term is meant as a description. We are describing, when you ask me a question sometimes about advanced theology, I have to say, "Well, we Sunnis believe this," so that you know that there are other interpretations. I obviously don't agree with those interpretations, but you know what? It is necessary to be educated. It's necessary to know what is the red line. Very necessary. And I will be very frank amongst you and say, just because somebody disagrees doesn't make them a kafir. This is a very important point. Because the rest of the groups, we said it many weeks ago, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, I forgot now, we talked about the 73 groups. I said these groups are all Muslim groups. We're not talking about the groups outside of Islam. Those that the Prophet ﷺ said are incorrect, misguided, he called them my ummah. My ummah will divide into 73. These aren't the kafirs. There are groups that are outside the fold of Islam. They are not within Islam. And I gave an example. Any group that says there's a messenger after the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they're not within Islam. They're not from the 73. So the 73 are within Islam. So it is important we educate ourselves, not so that we agree, but so that we know our faith, number one. Number two, if the opportunity arises, we call them to the truth. And number three, so that we at least create a civil society. You will hear from me very often, "Listen, we need to learn to disagree without being angry or violent. What good does it do?" Wallahi, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, look back home, the violence that takes place between the sects of Islam. Look back home, the anger, the fanaticism. This is not from the Sunnah. It is not from the Sahaba themselves. And I'll give you the best example for this. The Khawarij, the ones who became so fanatical, the ones who became so crazed and they started killing people and whatnot. Before, they were only talking. They weren't acting that fanatical. Ali radiallahu anhu sent Ibn Abbas to debate with them. And they had a big debate. A third of them came back to the truth and two-thirds remained as they were. Or it is said one-third remained, two-thirds is both riwayat are found there. Basically a large amount remained. Over 2,000-3,000 people remain Kharijites. They refused to change their aqidah. Now, this isn't an Islamic state. This is Khulafa al-Rashidun. This isn't just a Khalifa of the Umayyads or Abbasids or Mamluks or Mughals. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. 4,000 Muslims say, "We don't agree with your theology. We're not going to be Sunni." Ali radiallahu anhu said, "There's nothing we can do. I cannot force you to believe like I believe. I can't open your heart and force you to be Sunni. I cannot force you. You go, you live your lives, you do as you want." He gave them freedom of interpretation in an ideal Islamic state. What do you think in the modern countries we cannot give them freedom of interpretation? Wallahi, think about it. In an ideal Islamic state, under the Khulafa al-Rashidun, Ali radiallahu anhu said to them, "You are free to do as you please. We can't do anything other than talk to you, but don't harm the believers. Don't harm the believers." The Khawarij, they didn't stop at talking. They began to attack, hijack, and then what was the last straw? They massacred brutally Muhammad ibn Ammar ibn Yasir, Ammar ibn Yasir's son. And they took his wife who was pregnant, A'udhu Billah, slit her throat open, the belly, took them. It was just gruesome. Fanatics, as you see these people burning in cages and massacring journalists. This exact same mentality, thinking that they're defending Islam. This is their fanaticism, same thing. So Ali radiallahu anhu couldn't let that go. You're disturbing civil order. So he fought them. But before that, what did he say? We have no right over you as long as you don't harm us. Subhanallah, if this is in an ideal Islamic land, I mean, can you go and force people to accept your interpretation? As long as they're not violent, as long as they have, you have the right to debate, you have the right to argue, you have the right to preach the truth, but if a group of people insist, we're not going to accept your theology, what are you going to do? So the term Sunni is not meant to divide, it is meant merely to educate and to preach. Some people misuse it, agreed. Some people incite violence, hatred, agreed. We need to talk to them. And we need to make sure they don't do that. It doesn't negate the validity of the term.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنها في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال.